The White House has leapt to the defence of US President Donald Trump over comments denigrating a Democrat senator as Pocahontas. President Trump used the name to refer to Senator Elizabeth Warren during an event to recognise Native American war heroes. The comments have drawn the wrath of one Indigenous organisation, and Senator Warren has accused the president of making a racial slur. Ann Barker reports.
It was meant to be a ceremony to honour the work of Native American codebreakers who in World War II used their Indigenous language to outwit the Japanese during the battle for Iwo Jima.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here.
But in welcoming a group of Navajo code talkers to the White House, Donald Trump couldn't resist the opportunity to insult a political rival, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren, who was criticised during her run for the Senate in 2012 for claiming she had Native American ancestry.
You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
It's not the first time President Trump has called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas in reference to the daughter of a 17th century Native American chief. But his comments immediately overshadowed the ceremony and instantly made headlines. Senator Warren appeared on the MSNBC network.
Senator, you may not even know this yet, because this happened just a few moments ago, but the president, who was made what was apparently supposed to be a joke while addressing the Navajo code talkers today, saying, "We have a representative in Congress who's been here a long time, longer than you. They call her Pocahontas."
Senator Warren then accused President Trump of making a racial slur.
It is deeply unfortunate that the president of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur. Look, Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it. It hadn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
The animosity between Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren revives an ugly feud that first erupted during last year's election campaign when she attacked the then presidential candidate over comments he'd once made as a property developer, welcoming the prospect of a real estate crash because he could go in and buy and make lots of money.
It is a man who cares about no one but himself.
Donald Trump then retaliated by nicknaming her Pocahontas.
Pocahontas! That's this Elizabeth Warren.
Now, after this latest attack, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has sprung to the president's defense under questioning from reporters.
Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
heroes? I think
heroes.
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
One organization representing American Indians has criticized Donald Trump's use of the name Pocahontas as a slur and called on him to refrain from using her name in a way that denigrates her legacy. President Trump's comment has also gone viral on Twitter, with the name Pocahontas at one point appearing 12 times every second.
Ann Barker reporting.